Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because you know what today feels like to me? Do you remember the show? Donnie's too young for this. Do you remember the show with Joe Rogan, Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Before he became the most successful podcaster in the history of that medium and somehow gets all these guests, and every one of his episodes generates hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of views, and probably taped something an hour ago that will make him more money than I make in a single year. Before he became that Joe Rogan, he was doing Fear Factor.
Yes, he's made a hell of a career out of going
doing Fear Factor.
Tell me more. That's interesting.
Yes, I wish I had that job.
You could tell him, like, Joe, the sky is blue. He'd go, why is that?
I liked him better when he was on a show when they were dumping scorpions on people.
Making people, like, eat worms or something like that.
That's what I feel like right now. Because in roughly 5 hours, I have to root for the Flyers.
Okay.
And that's the equivalent of having scorpions poured all over me, or, like, having to go into a small bathroom with, like, 1,000 bumblebees for 5 minutes.
What's the single biggest pony fear? Like, this, if you had to create one for yourself, that would be the ultimate worst like that. What is your personal fear factor? I can't even say, like, put me in a room with, like, a bunch of non-poisonous snakes that are just nasty, because you saw me allow
Living Treasures.
Living Treasures.
I want to know part of that thing.
And I was just like, throw it on the old shoulders here. What would yours be then? Rooting for the Flyers?
No. It's something like cramped space. It's something about, like, being stuck in an airplane bathroom and the plane deboards and everybody's off of it and I'm still stuck in there.
Oh, so you're genuinely claustrophobic.
I am. Yeah, I would say I am. But I don't. There aren't a lot of situations where that fear manifests, I would say.
Interesting. Well, now I know. Maybe we have next year when he invariably loses picks again. Maybe we've got an even better shame bet cooked up, Donnie. That was a nice little fact-finding mission. Who cares that you have to root for the Flyers?
What are you talking about?
Who cares? So what? The ends justify the means here, pal.
No.
Very simple.
No, they're not. That's not even true. The end justifies the means. You can root. We can root for the Flyers tonight for the first time in our lives. They win, and if Montreal can't take care of Detroit, we'll have rooted for Philadelphia, and we'll still be on the outside looking in if the Red Wings get the job done.
Okay, but the ends still justify the means because you can't really do what you got to do without the Flyers.
It's gross. There's no other way for me to put it.
It's gross.
It is. Yes,
you know
it's
what's actually gross? The fact that the Penguins are even in these dire straits. What was gross on October 30th?
Okay, let me.
Blowing a 5-on-3 power play to lose in regulation to the Ducks.
Obviously,
that was gross.
Obviously, college sports have been, we'll get into this later in the show, have been completely mangled, and the whole world of college athletics is upside down right now. We're living through a lot of it with decisions that get made, and I'm not judging young men for making those decisions, but it sucks sometimes as a fan. You're telling me that if you needed Penn State to do dirty work for you, you hate Penn State even though you went there.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't make you feel gross at all.
Not really.
You're sitting there on your couch. You're going, we are.
I wouldn't say that, but I'd just be like, I hope this team wins. And then the best part is, if they don't win, you just pile on them even worse and say, are you good for absolutely nothing, you pieces of trash?
I think just tonight for me sucks. And maybe I'm... I've hated the Flyers my entire life, and I'm guessing a lot of people in our audience feel the same exact way.
So have I. They're the team I've hated probably the most that is a Pittsburgh rival.
Yes, and I share that in common with you. So tonight having to root for them is not fun. And I like, you can give me the whole speech about they should have beaten the Ducks in October and they should have not blown a 4-0 lead against the Avalanche. And
true.
Doggone it, if they didn't let the Red Wings come back and force overtime, we wouldn't have to root for the Flyers. I know all of those things and I still hate myself and by extension, I guess, hate them that I have to root for Philadelphia tonight to get 2 points.
So what you're really mad at is the Penguins themselves.
I'm mad at everything. Yeah. Like, they played well last night. That was, for me, an enjoyable watch. They got screwed by the refs and hosed by replay review early in the game. But outside of that, I thought they played one of their most complete games against a good team all year. Like, that was a very satisfying win in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. But you can't enjoy it when you check your phone 5 minutes later and the goal horn sounds. It's low. It's Raymond again. It's Lucas Raymond. When this team misses the playoffs, I'm going to have those games that they blew, but I'm also going to have Lucas Raymond, who turned into Wayne Gretzky in April. He's scoring hat tricks against the Penguins in de facto playoff games, and he scores the tying goal and the winning goal for Detroit last night.
The tying goal is much more
infuriating. I can't wait to see what Lucas Raymond has up his sleeve tonight. Will he score 4 or 5? Will he score something record-breaking like 3 goals in 2 seconds? I don't know. But he's just turned into one of those guys. Usually it's these, like, he's not a scrub player.
He's got 31 goals.
Usually it's guys like this who, like, torture and pester the Penguins in a playoff series.
Mike Camilleri.
Yes.
He's a Mike Camilleri,
yeah, exactly.
Baby.
Or who was that D-bag for the Lightning with Moore that kept scoring those, like, he'd do the pass behind
the goal.
Dominic
Moore play?
Yes. Who was that?
I think of Dominic Moore making the pass.
Yeah, but there was
a
guy that finished those shots that entire series.
Like, in like 2011?
Yes, when they came back, when they blew the 3-1 lead. I'm not in a good place because of this.
When are you in a good place?
Well, I actually have had fun with them the last 2 or 3 weeks. This has come out of nowhere. And a lot of the anger and disappointment and animosity that I had towards them and the way they just frittered away this season, when a team gets hot and backdoors their way into the playoffs, or in this case plays their way in hockey, you get excited because the last team in can go all the way to the Stanley Cup final. Mm-hmm. We've seen it multiple times. We've seen 8 seeds go there.
You have pointed this
so
out.
So you've got that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow if you get in. But
it's like kissing your sister to get the Flyers to, you know, root for the Flyers to win and all that stuff.
Yes.
Sean Bergenheim, by the way.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you. Did you get texted or tweeted that, or did you have
hockey
to go
Hockey referenced
back?
It immediately.
Thank you.
I'm very quick on the hockey reference. I'm just amazed that you're this jammed up, I think is my favorite. It's kind of a hockey term, too, about rooting for the Flyers. It's like easy for me. Donnie, is it easy for you tonight? I have no problem.
I don't mind rooting for them.
I put on orange and black when I get home. I might.
You guys suck.
Harry Callis already has orange on.
Right.
Let's go, baby.
He's doing Bethel Park Hawks right now.
Yeah, way to get dressed up for the big meeting that we have like 5 feet away from us, Harry.
Hey, buddy, you look like Kurt Cobain over there, okay?
I'm not in the meeting.
You've got a
Penguin
shirt.
I'm with you guys.
What a technicality.
It's not a technicality.
Why don't you play Smells Like Teen Spirit for us over there? Bam, bam, bam. Who's dressed up in here, Donnie? One person in this building is in this room.
Let's just label this, instead of making this what it should be, which is let's talk about what happened last night and what we have to root for tonight.
Yeah.
Let's just label this first segment on the podcast, Malzy Makes Fun of Pony for 15 minutes. Anything else you guys want to say to just unload on me here and take shots at me? Am I saying any other words wrong?
I have some audio review.
No, I already know I said it incorrectly.
Say it. Just
play it. I don't care at this point. They all dressed up as cast members from the show Elf.
Elf?
Yeah, remember that?
Or Alf.
Alf.
Elf. A-L-F. Yeah.
You said Elf, the movie, like Buddy the Elf.
Okay, we heard enough. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you. It's as clear as day.
I am going to be, now I'm not even going to care about the content of the show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be waiting for either one of you guys to make some kind of mistake for the next 3+ hours. And I will pounce believe.
That'll be a first in my entire career if it happens.
What time is Shipley coming on with us today, Malzy?
You, my friend, can kiss my ass. That's what you.
This is going to get bad.
That's what you can
this
do.
This is
going right
to get really bad today, guys. If you want to have a show where there's a knockout, drag-out fight, this is going to be it for you.
You know what they stole from us, too, on that show in the mornings? Crowley not only stole Shipley, not only guest-blocked me. You know what they did this morning?
What's that?
He was talking about having to root for the Canadiens and the Flyers. He started singing O Canada spontaneously. Gee, where would Adam have picked up that? What show on this station has ever just burst out into song and belted out O Canada? Hmm. What's next, the Callis football debrief? Hello, I've got stories for you.
You know what? I wouldn't have even been able to bring myself to do that today.
O Canada?
Yeah.
We should be playing the Rocky theme before, you know, coming back from every segment.
Oh, don't get me going. I will play the Rocky soundtrack.
Let's see if we can start. Let's see if Malzi can book some ex-Flyers to come on our show over the next 3+ hours.
I'm not going to book anybody you tell me to because they might be dead.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.